Hi, so I'm going to talk about LibreOffice on mobile with the CollaborOffice app, or as I like to call it, the in-flight Wi-Fi is bad, but my presentation is still good. So picture this. You are going to FOSDEM, and you've got a talk, and you've got a laptop, but your battery's dead. Or this. You've got a ticket on the cheapest airline. The tray table's dirty, and it's half the size of your phone, and there's no way you can pull out your laptop. But your boss needs that spreadsheet yesterday. You've got to do work on the flight. Oh, no. So you can't always get a desktop or decent Wi-Fi. What if we could use LibreOffice on mobile? You've had a few talks about Collabora Online, and we've mentioned that you can run it on a mobile device. You can go to it in your browser. But that still needs a server. So what if that didn't need internet? We made an app. You can download it on iOS and Android. And it runs Collabora on your device directly. So no server needed. How does that work? So it's very similar to Collabora Online. We run LibreOffice Kit to render all the tiles. And that means that most things are going to render the same, whether they are on your phone or in Collabora Online or in LibreOffice Desktop. And we run a web view with the Collabora Online code. So it's sort of like you're accessing it in a browser, but instead of having to go through a browser, you go through the Collabora Office app. And it has support built in from that for mobile and tablet view. So on your phone, it'll have slimmed down functionality, so it's easier to access the things that you want. And on tablets, you get full desktop view, but with better support for touch screens or on-screen keyboard. And it works pretty well. So you may be wondering, is it like you're running a server on my phone? Are you running Collabora Online fully on my phone? Well, no, not quite. It's actually much, much simpler than that, because Collabora Online needs to support multi-user collaboration and getting documents from Nextcloud and OwnCloud and other integrators like that. So we can simplify it. We don't need to use WebSockets because it's running directly on your device. We can instead inject code directly into the WebView with all the commands that you want to run and the responses. So we've got this JavaScript code that can be injected, and we've got responses implemented in your native code so that we can send stuff back and forth from the WebView without having to use WebSockets. And that enables us to not run a HTTP server that the Collabora Online side would need to simplify this and make it lighter for your mobile device. We don't need remote files with WAPI, so we use the local file system instead. Now, the local file system is implemented in Collabora Online. We use it for development and testing all the time when we don't want to spin up a Nextcloud server, say. But it's normally disabled in production because you don't want to access the files on your production server. But for the mobile app, it's perfect. We can have the Android or iOS file pickers and open files from your local system, and it's very, very simple, and there's no need to have a big, heavy API running. And we have more abilities as an app as well. So we have native font picking. If you select a font in the iOS app, we will pull up the Apple font picker and let you pick fonts from your system. So you can install fonts in iOS by using apps from the App Store, and they can appear in Collabora Online. There's no need to go and futz around with your server configuration to install more fonts. And for copy and paste, we've got richer than web copy and paste. The web is very limited on copy and paste. You can only copy a few formats, HTML, PNG, that sort of thing. But we can copy every format that LibreOffice supports in both the like basic MIME type format, but also then putting some of them in the standard Apple format of public.png, public.rtf, so we can integrate with other apps much more nicely. So the million-dollar question, does it hold up? Well, you know, more progress could be made. It is sometimes rough to use. Fonts aren't always installed on Android devices in the same way that they are on desktops, so sometimes we're missing fonts and we could bundle them. But generally, it works, and you can present from it, as I'm doing right now. That's why I'm using a little tiny clicker. And here's me when I was testing this presentation out. As you can see, I've got my phone right at the bottom there driving this massive screen with the presentation on it. So yes, we can use LibreOffice code to make a brilliant free document editor on mobile. Thank you very much.